We've got a quick apology for you before you get into this week's pod about the sound quality that you may experience in certain patches throughout the episode. This is largely due to the fact that the rugby club was loud as fuck when we were trying to record, and all the selfish bastards in the background were making too much noise. However, there's some absolutely golden content in the episode you definitely don't want to miss, so bear with us. Apologies if it gets a bit shit in patches, but it's well worth a listen. Rock off.
Mic check.
That was aggressive.
Welcome to the ultimate rugby audio experience.
Might not be quite ultimate tonight. But
no, it's loud as fuck in here tonight. Apologies if the sound is shocking.
There's a hot dog man ripping us, is it? There's a couple of fucking fancy dress in the darts room, so...
Two fucking gimps in here,
eh?
Full
Monday club. Yeah. Full it.
I threw his Bonnerclean Runners Club for a moment, doing a bit of role Shout play. Like.
We'll have to get there.
Yeah, we'll have to. Yeah. We'll have some tour stories.
Keys of the ball,
whatever. Oh, we could get in trouble for this.
Fuck
him. Well, Moggs is here, Pudding's here, Courtney's here as ever.
I know, I'm back.
Yeah, holding the fort.
Yeah, a couple actually. I think I was up in RGC for the one, and then I was at I was my sister on the Sunday. So yeah, so I missed a couple at the back now.
Selfish prick.
I'm still in Bristol. Like,
to be fair, we had a sabbatical last week as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Easter weekend. We enjoyed.
Yeah. So we weekend off.
Tough to organise that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Organise.
organise.
What have you been up to then?
I went to Liverpool last
weekend.
It was quiet
nice, quiet weekend.
For the glider stag, man.
For Ollie James' stag, yeah. Good. We scored for one night, like this.
For one night, and one night only.
One night wonder.
Why?
Well, basically, the best man got in touch with me and said, "Look, someone's just dropped out last minute. Yeah. If you can get up here, you've got a free bed for the night, you've got a free train home on Sunday." So I was like, "Fuck it, I'll go." So I've got to train up on my own Saturday, met the boys. Liverpool is fucking class. Who been?
Yeah, once, been off for fucking 10 years now. When Wakey was up in.
What a venue, like. Unreal.
Was it?
Yeah. Cavern Club with the Beatles.
Oh, is it?
The birthplace of the Beatles.
That's actually where I went for.
Magoolies on the first
day. Magoolies, class.
Magoolies? But I
definitely go back. Yeah, Magoolies.
Magoolies.
Great venue. Nice. Big fan of the people as well.
Yeah, we love the
Welsh
sponsors.
Yeah.
We found people we met.
Yeah.
I've seen you.
I have seen you before.
You were in the
special forces.
These are the Grenadiers.
The Grenadiers.
I've seen you before. Come meet my friend Mike. My Michael, come meet my friend Tony. Just call us up. Well, the type of people you do bump into at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning where this room is
You
just got to sort of walk over to across this pub.
Yeah.
Just shake this guy.
Tony, boy, you're right.
Actually, looking back, four of us just stood up, walked across, shook this random guy's hand, and we'll never probably meet again in our lives. Because I just walked back and was a bit like.
Well, he was in the special forces, pretty
yeah.
Right? So
Tony.
Good job he didn't say anything bad to me, he would have fucking murdered you, probably. Yeah. But here we go. Well, and then we went to Good Sheds this weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
What do you make of that, lad?
It was a good shed.
One of the best sheds I've ever been to.
One of the best sheds
good grumble.
Oh, that. Fucking unreal.
Reese was quite the fat fucker.
Hey, tell all, please.
My eyes were bigger than my belly.
Definitely. We ordered this chicken burger, which was fucking massive.
Whole chicken, like.
Then... He decided that that wasn't enough, so he ordered a burrito and then decided I was stomach cramps.
Burrito and a chicken burger.
No, because it's like street food places, right? Yeah. So he wanted like a burger on its own. And I thought I'd ordered So I spoke to the girl who worked there. I said, anything you'd recommend? She said, you have to have something from this Mexican place. Babos or whatever.
Babos, yeah.
So I thought I'd ordered, like, loaded chips. Turns out I'd ordered a fucking full burrito, like. So that turned up. Like. And I tried, so I managed half of it, and I kept the rest in the box, and took it with me. I did it later on.
Oh, that's good.
But, oh, you've got to go with it.
I was regretting I went for that chicken and chips. It was really nice. It was so filling. I couldn't have anything else. It was gutted, like.
What did you see what Nicky had? He had cheesy fries, right? But they turned up with a full camembert.
Yeah, what?
A full camembert.
Fact. Oh, my God. That's not really the way fitness, pal.
No, that didn't get locked.
I haven't done much, honestly, but it was last game of season Saturday, so I had a bit of a piss up afterwards. That's why I couldn't attend, unfortunately. But, season's over now. So, back in 6 weeks, they want us back. Because it's absolutely fucking not. Second week of June. It's no point, is it?
That's happened.
Yeah.
I got bad news too, sorry. But funny enough, I was speaking to a guy in the gym today about Ponty, and he said... but Ponty had a good win on the weekend. He follows him everywhere.
But it was a garbage game, fucking hell.
He said it was 14-3, wasn't it? A bit scrappy. He said we were well on top, but didn't win very well. He said, but my God, the two props we've got at the moment.
Yeah, I had 4 minutes off a bench on Saturday. So, I don't know. I have to fucking go on some fucking perform thing and lose a bit of weight and play up there again, I don't know. But in fact, essentially, I think he won WRU Man of the Match as well.
I don't take on lost causes, sorry.
Oh, fucking bastard. Yeah, so it's all gone tits up, really, since I went skiing. He came to the team because I was away for 2 games, and he's been fucking class since. So
full
splinters now, yeah.
We've all been there, but we've all been there.
Probably tackle bag holding next.
Well,
Post-runs,
yeah. Straight after the fucking warm-up, like, class.
The big news of the weekend is that Lilt... is now available in the club calf. You've got to be a fan of that, have you had?
Outrageous beverage.
Isn't that a bit of a rebrand, though?
Yeah, it's by Fanta now, isn't it? Yeah,
doesn't look as good.
It's actually really nice.
Is it?
I can't have it on Friday and Saturday
and 2 club calves. And a good sheds. That's the average. Off season now, isn't it?
Balance, mate. Balance. I'm just checking my notes there as well. I've written... I got Dennis pissed on Saturday night. P-Wave, best invention ever.
What the fuck's a P-Wave?
You know the things in your urinals, right?
Oh, yeah.
You piss on them, full tilt, spray back.
No splash back, like.
It's fucking unreal, isn't it?
You can wear grey jogging bottoms with confidence, like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a problem, see. I piss a lot. So when I piss, I go hard, like.
Full noise, like.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you've got to squeeze him a bit tight to stop the spray back, or on them, you can just cut loose. No problem.
Get that pelvic floor going, boy. Aye. Fire.
You're going to put one in the house, too?
Full release. Yeah, I haven't got any right now in the house.
Did you see that about Adrian Childs?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's what?
Adrian Childs, he's got a
urinal
in his house.
He basically did an article in The Guardian saying, I've got a urinal in my house. I don't know why people think it's weird. He says, fucking brilliant.
It is weird.
To be fair. It's odd, like.
Very.
You don't have to worry about leaving the seat up or nothing like that. Or seat down.
Is his missus pissing in as well? Or
does
he
have a leg
up?
Does he have a
bum valet
there?
The bum valet there. Oh, fucking hell. No, see that? In Japan, they got proper bidets within the toilet seat. They're the best toilet seats I've ever fucking
seen. They're the ones that spray your ass.
They spray your ass, full noise. You can, like, you can make
full
a noise.
Noise full like.
Noise, right? But you can press a button and it gives you, it's like a courtesy noise, so it's like a flushing sound, so you can shit your heart's content and not feel embarrassed in public toilets.
That's quite nice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it plays music, everything. It's fucking
for me, up. Right, there's nothing funnier than you're in a public toilet, so you hear someone rushing, and you know they're trying to be quiet, and and you just get...
or
the plipper's like...
A couple of really sharp, short splats.
As soon as the dryer comes on, it's like a fucking symphony.
Yeah, and release hell. Out, like.
This is a wild rugby podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, fair mate. Yeah. 10 minutes of shit, literally.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we've digressed a bit, haven't we?
Well, before we introduce this week's guest, Courtney, I'll let you talk us through this week's name of the week. But
this is provided by Joe, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's older John Lafab. This guy's golfer, you think?
Yeah.
Buster O'Callaghan.
That's a great name, that. Who's English, is that?
Gotta be.
Garlic is brother.
Buster
O'Callaghan.
Buster. So yeah, good congratulations, golf, right? Bust, if you're listening, bud.
You went well in the, what was it, the Welsh Open or something?
I don't fucking know. He's probably better than I am anyway. Anyway, do you want to, you can introduce the boys, bud.
Well, yeah, we've actually got a few coppers in this evening. We've got South Wales Police and Wales Police RFC, haven't we?
Mm.
I don't know if Wales
Great
Police
Britain as well.
Is a club, like, but Rugby Football Club of Wales. But yeah, if you want to introduce yourselves, boys, we've got one veteran of the podcast.
Yeah, you're for my fourth cap.
Fourth cap, nice.
I think it's fourth, third or fourth. Yeah.
Don't ask us, but I'm going to fucking clue. Yeah.
We don't keep a record, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. Good to be back.
That's nice to have you, Smeag. I would
say. To be fair, Smeag, if it is your third or fourth appearance on the pod, you should know you've got to talk into the microphone now when it is
your turn. Yeah, I think I've been here more than Nicky, mind.
I think you have, in fairness.
You probably have, yeah.
Nicky's retired.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm John. Or Joe.
John. Who's John?
Yeah, and Joe. Joe's fucking never here, is he? So
yeah, he's gone us.
I think maybe I'll have a call up now.
Official call up.
The official call up.
Well, and we're also joined by Mr. David Francis. How are you, David?
Very good, mate. Yeah, debut for me.
Debut. Well, we'll go to Smeag first then. So, Smeag, what is your real name? Are you allowed to disclose that on the pod?
Officer F. No, Adam Lewis.
What's your playing position? Your Tesco meal deal? And, well, have you got any other nicknames?
No other nicknames, just Smeag. Bert. Oh, actually, no, yeah. So the boys in work call me Bert because they already had an Adam before I arrived.
That's the next logical name, like that.
So, yeah.
Alphabetical.
Bert. Ernie, yeah, we've got a new boy starting called, I think his name's Lawrence, so they don't want to call him Lawrence, so they're going to call him Ernie.
So you do?
Playing position. Playing position, wing or fullback, or bench.
Scrum half, then we get a little dab.
Scrum half, yes.
And he's played 13, haven't he?
Yeah.
Well, play anyway, like.
Yeah, I played 13. No, I played 13 this season at some point.
The bottom of the field too.
Yeah, played scrum half the other week against Cardiff Met, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Scored one. But we got battered, so. And Tesco meal deal.
Here we go.
This will be confident.
Here we go.
Most.
Yeah, for me, there's too much choice in a fucking meal deal these days. Like, I went to Tesco in Gibraltar the other day, and it was just. Like this snack, you have your sandwich, you have your drink, but then the snacks you can get is just fucking insane now. So yeah, it's got to be one of the chicken sandwiches, triple chicken and avocado is a good one.
Ooh, fancy.
Courtney don't agree with that.
Chicken
that's nice.
But they've got a new one, chicken, bacon and cheese.
Bacon and lettuce.
No, chicken, bacon and cheese.
Ooh.
Always expanding.
No, sorry. Chicken, bacon, barbecue, and cheese.
Yeah. Barbecue,
what? Yeah. You're a big fan of barbecue sauce. Yeah.
So yeah, probably one of the chickens, and then like a Coke Zero.
Oh.
Yeah, not a full fat Coke, but Coke Zero.
So Pepsi Max is better than Coke Zero,
like that. Yeah. And then
Pepsi Max Cherry, different gravy.
Yeah, it depends what fancy. Now crisps would probably. Be chili heat wave, Doritos, heat waves,
strong choice.
Or the serene bread, the other day, banana loaf. I was
the one that's already buttered, or
no,
the banana one.
Oh. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's good.
Like banana loaf, don't you,
yeah, big fan of banana loaf. You don't see much now, though. No. You know the full. You know, you used to buy the full ones. I think you did as well.
Yeah, I did as well. Yeah,
I've seen a banana block for
good
fucking
energy,
years.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So yeah, that was. I just mix it up all the time.
Just keep them guessing.
To be fair, that's all coppers do, is that Tesco meal, isn't it?
And coffee.
And coffee. So you should be experts.
You pay for all our coffee.
Yeah.
You get it free in most places,
don't
you?
No.
It's a myth.
Is it?
It's a myth.
Or do you get coffee free everywhere?
Yeah, it's a myth. We pay everywhere.
Right, coming to you, Dai. What's your name, nickname, playing position, Tesco meal deal?
Dai's generic, isn't it? You know, it's like, I don't know how many nicknames. But like in Wales, we've got like a coal merchant called Steve. He's Steve the coal, really.
Yeah.
And like we've got like Mark the milk.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, he's a milk float. Like, I am Dai the pig.
Dye the pig.
He was calling me Dye the Pig. Mainly Baker, Cody Baker, was it. But other than that, Dye's just too generic.
Saying that, I have heard a nickname for you in work. Dementia, they call it. Right?
Dementia, yeah.
Dementia.
Dementia. Forgetting everything. Yeah.
nothing important, like. I'm not forgotten like, anything important, but no, yeah, have you heard that? Yeah, that is true. Yeah, Dementia. And
we got, that's like, a cracking nickname.
Like your defenders, like when we go on the range and stuff, and I called them your maths. So that, for the first month of my firearms career, I was like, I was Warren. Do I go off?
It's something about Mary.
I was Warren for a while.
That's good.
Yeah. The moment you change shift in work, which happens a lot, like you get a new nickname very quickly. Like,
yeah, we work with different people
all the time. Yeah, all the time.
Fair play.
What's the playing position?
Scrum half. Scrum half. Don't like doing anything else.
No,
it's a rule. Don't play the nine. Like, so live by that.
We were talking before, and you say you've played with everyone at club level, haven't you?
Apart from Smeagol, I've not played club level with you.
Wow. Well, yeah. No. Just the police, like.
Even though you won that trophy up in Bather that year.
Yeah, you say.
Wouldn't have gone anywhere without me.
Do the full John Terry.
Terry.
I wasn't there that year. I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, where were you? You were Cardiff or something, weren't you?
For one game. Oh, yeah, say 20 minutes.
And you done your knee?
Did my knee, and then spent a year watching Smeagol rip it up and then do it.
But then you come to Ponty then after Cardiff.
Then back to Bather for a year, and then down to Ponty. Then that's when I played with you, and not so much with
Norman. Me, you warmed up. You warmed up with me a few times.
The recent results in the tackle bag.
I was fucking sharp in those warm ups. I tell you,
we did plenty of warm up together.
A few post runs, wasn't it?
A few post runs. Fuck,
hey, early shower.
Bit of media.
we use as a model like resources as well.
I feel I was used.
Just an easy meetup in Bond.
I was, yeah. Surprised they didn't have me fucking posing with a shield, like.
The
panda. Yeah.
The panda.
I've never been the panda. You've been the panda.
No, I wasn't the panda, but I am called the panda. Like, the Ponty panda. Call me the panda.
Wait, I've noticed you're shirking your meal deal here, Di. Come on, bud.
Yeah, it's been a lunchtime choice for me for a while since I worked on the bay. And it's like I've had a long thing to work. It's a numbers game for me. Like, I'm all about trying to rip Tesco off as much as I can. Yeah. Like, so.
Can't fault that.
I go, it's one of the smoothies. Always. So £2.60 job.
Yeah. I've been trying it this week.
They're good.
Oh, a bit of Wally tea again now, boys.
They just turn up and lose,
yeah. Yeah, they have.
Then they got this new chicken tikka naan bread thing. You seen that?
No.
Put
in the microwave for a minute. It's game changer.
Was that a snack?
It's a whopping thing. It's huge. So again, that's expensive because it's one of like the Tesco's finest ones.
Yeah,
fuck me, I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, and then it's one of the Greggs boxes. They're like £1.60 job.
I tried to go £7.
I tried to go £6 or £7 above. If I go lower, I go change an item.
This naan bread's intriguing. Go to Tesco tomorrow.
Right. Oh, will they be everywhere though? Because different Tesco's stock different things.
Gibraltar's usually the biggest one. Gibraltar, they got a meal deal section. Like,
dedicated
just
area.
Just put it on its own meal deal.
Imagine if you get a Tesco's in town, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Might struggle with a Tesco Metro in on Queen Street.
Yeah. There's not fucking
bay,
no chance here.
The one down the bay, they'll have them. So, yeah, they're about. I think they meant to be one of the like,
search far and wide.
They are like good fuel though. You know, they're good fuel based. Stodgy, I think.
They do protein shakes as well in the meal, didn't they?
Yeah, the UFIT ones.
The UFIT and the other ones, the good, the bigger ones.
Have you seen that?
I'm always into the naked smoothies. Yeah, well, yeah. £2.60. It's a meal deal paid for already.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
just
mango.
I like the green one.
The green one looks like fucking.
It doesn't look good. It does look like baby shit, but it tastes like.
So back to meal deals. Now you just go for pure.
Like money.
It's
a money game with me, mate. It's a money game. Like, can't go wrong with chicken and bacon stuff.
It's a solid
one. That's a good one, isn't it?
I think, honestly, any chicken sandwich, apart from the chicken and sweet corn, man.
Yeah. That's
not
even the
less that
chicken triple down.
Yeah, it's a poor triple, isn't it?
If they put the chicken and avocado in that fucking chicken triple, it's game over. Fucking, they might as well fucking take every other sandwich out of that shop.
Fuck the vegans.
Yeah.
The deli meat sub is a new one I've been going
to. I had that one today, actually.
What's the deli meat sub?
It's like ham, salami. Yeah. It's got like sriracha mayo in it.
Ooh.
It's very nice. So I had that chili heat wave crisps in it.
Yeah.
And a naked green smoothie.
That was pretty good on that.
Yeah, I was happy with that today.
Lovely stuff.
Well, next one, what do you do for work? But it's pretty obvious to be for South Wales Police, like. But what do
yeah,
you
so,
do? You just bobbies or you.
We're both on the same department and we've. I'm on the firearms department in Rumney.
Nice.
Working out of Rumney, basically. That is the same.
Yeah. What clubs are you representing? I mean, South Wales Police, but a few Wales caps as well, right?
Yeah, no, I've been Welsh Police for Sweden as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so no, South Wales Police we play for, don't we?
Yeah.
Play for South Wales Police, Wales Police as well. We only play like now and again, but South Wales Police have been going well so far, haven't we?
Yeah.
In the British Cup.
It's like a straight knockout, isn't it? It's like every force in the UK. Well, it's a straight knockout right from the start. It's like broken down into regions, so you don't have to travel too far.
Yeah.
And then you, because we always end up playing Gwent at some point. And then, straight knockout. So we've beaten Northumbria.
Northumbria up in, went up to Newcastle. That was a good little trip up there, wasn't it?
Kent, and now Scotland, Police Scotland.
Yeah.
It's a final now in 18 for me.
Oh, is it against Police Scotland?
Yeah. No, we played Scotland Thursday night in the Moor Wanderers.
Yeah, it's a long trip down for them, mate.
They shot John Grant.
It was a bit of a fucking car crash for them, to be fair, wasn't it?
It was tragic, yeah.
So they got the things so, they then, by
no, they were a really good outfit, like.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What, nice kit, like.
Yeah.
Pink. So,
Scotland.
So, Thursday night just to fuck them over.
No, it's always midweek. It's like school rugby.
Ah, right, okay.
But yeah, with Scotland, they don't. So some come down. They also had all that book time off work.
Yeah.
But then some of them couldn't get the next day off. So some flew down. Some come down on the train, and then there were two buses, I think, as well, weren't there?
Yeah. So the one bus was staying. The other bus that wasn't was literally playing and then driving straight back.
Fuck
yeah.
So they broke down in Shrewsbury. Oh.
Well,
on the way back.
Before kickoff.
Yeah. So we met at 4, went out to start warming up, and they were like, "Boys, the bus broke down in it was Tewkesbury, wasn't it?"
Yeah. Boston. Yeah, all far.
Yeah. So they were like, "Oh, we're gonna have to delay kickoff and stuff," and then these Scottish boys had to get Ubers from Gloucester to play. So we delayed kickoff by half hour. They still weren't there, so they had like 17 boys. So we started well. We scored, I think we scored like 3 tries in the first 10 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then the boys turned up after 20 minutes, half hour. And yeah.
Got within five then,
yeah.
So, today?
Yeah, one of our wingers scored a belter to finish it off.
What was his name?
Officer F.
Just call him Adam Lewis.
Adam Lewis
of the pod, is it?
Yeah. It was good. But he did give me like the old finger to the fullback.
Oh, did he?
Oh, you did.
Such a prick, guy.
No, I do it well.
Yeah. The George in the Lions, he's giving that to Gaelic.
Yeah.
It was exactly that. Like.
Have you played the mixed veg like for 10 minutes?
That poor bastard drove down for 8 hours.
And he had you pointing the finger at him.
That's like wild though, it's not with a blanket thing for all the
It depends on your bosses and stuff, and some bosses support rugby and some bosses it's not just rugby though, is it? It's like football, Gary, I think netball, hockey.
I think like it put some boys off playing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I used my leave to represent the force.
Well, yeah, like I was speaking to one of the Scottish boys after, and it was like 8:45 this was, and he was back in work at 7 in the morning, and he was going back on a bus.
Oh, that's
ridiculous.
And we only played like 40, half a rugby.
And some prick waved a finger at him when he scored a try, like,
saws, not saws.
Do you reckon they'd have done you if they had full strength from Sam?
It was, to be fair, from it was a good game when they turned up. I think it did help. Obviously, we had a better start.
But... 25-point dead start.
Like, so, it would have been more money if he'd passed me.
Yeah. He called it forward. It wasn't forward.
So it was actually, a home game for you.
Yeah, we drew the home game.
No,
yeah, we didn't make them drive.
Is one of those how your actual ground you play on regular?
No, we've played Sardis Road,
Arms Park,
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen's a nice pitch, mate.
I've never been up there. The sneak pit. Yeah, never been up there.
You just don't have like a set like ground you play.
You used to have a set ground, don't you?
Yeah. That's where we do all our
water thing across. Yeah, that's maybe one of the questions.
Maybe one of the questions. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's where we do.
That's one point.
Mainly all the like training and stuff, but the grass is, it's high now, and there's a train on it for us, and then a bus for all the firearms training. So,
is it?
Right in the middle of the
pitch. There's a train on the pitch.
That's
the reason why it's not being used. It's
only being used.
It's nice growing. We played down here.
Back in the day, if you were a good rugby player, you'd get a job. Rugby was heavy back then, and you wouldn't have had a job if it was based on rugby.
I just still had to apply.
It was rugby heavy when it back then. Everyone tells you that.
It's my grandfather was in the job. He never played rugby, but he used to say they used to basically.
Hey boys.
Yeah. Just for anyone, they watched club rugby and
go hunting for people then.
Yeah.
But do the police ever play the fire service?
Play them here. Quite clean.
What happened out there?
Nothing.
Die, you got knocked out. Biggest knockout I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, ding dong.
That was South Wales against Wales fire service hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wales. They don't play as separate. It was just Wales full play.
Yeah. It was out here. Did you get tackled?
8, 9, 15, ball's already gone to 15, and then 15 jammed in, sent me down.
An illegal hit.
High and late. I was going on tour a week later as well. And Dan Godfrey was watching.
Was he?
Yeah. So he didn't go down well.
That wouldn't have been fun for him.
No.
Oh dear.
So how many games you play a year then, roughly? Because
It's difficult.
Compared to a regular club.
We played three sort of competitive games with South Wales Police.
Yeah.
Northumbria, Kent, and
Scotland.
But then they'll try and get a couple of friendlies in, won't they? And then Wales Police, then you'll just play sort of England or Ireland.
They're trying to push for a home nations thing. Yeah. So
old school four nations thing. Yeah.
They're trying to, but boys would love a trip to Ireland to go play, but then. It comes hard with days off and stuff if you play for South Wales as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot of days off you've got to book. We do actually work as well.
Yeah.
Well.
some of you do, I don't.
Have you got a nickname then for the club or?
What do you know, Nats?
Pigs,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, back maybe.
I would imagine
people probably call us a lot.
We played in Ely on Thursday night. So.
Oh, lovely!
Yeah, good walk of Wanderers. So, I think it was
poor Scottish boys. 8-hour drive. They ended up in Ely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's upset.
They could have played somewhere nice. It's not good.
Yeah. It's a bad
ground. It is a good ground, but it's in. You've got to drive. It's not as if we've played in our force area Brecon or whatever. Yeah. It's knocked an hour off the 8-hour trip. We dragged them to Cardiff.
Yeah.
Home advantage is
worked well.
Mind you, Gwent are playing the other semi final on Wednesday and they're playing the Met, right in the Gwent Valley somewhere. I don't even know where they're playing them, but they're dragging them right up there.
Fucking Fochrew. Fochrew, nice.
So that'll be. Obviously, we'll play the winners of that in the final on the 18th of May.
Where's the final? Birmingham.
Stourbridge.
Just to plug that.
Anyone can watch,
Birmingham.
Wednesday night in Birmingham. Lovely. Yeah.
Well, Stourbridge is a bit further down.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what's
it, 4G, is it?
Best pitch I ever played on.
It was RFU pitches and they fund all the RFU ones. They got the white picket fence around
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely stuff.
Absolutely. You're going to remember me.
No.
Again, apologies for the noise. Loving a wee day in Birmingham.
Dress like happy days. Well, you haven't really got a clubhouse, have you? So it's difficult to ask what beers and.
Yeah. No, well.
So we used to go back to Cardiff Central Police Station.
All right.
Again, back in the day, back, well before me and Di joined. Like, it was a done thing, I think, wasn't it?
It's a pub. It's a pub.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, like, to be fair, Simon Davis, who organises our rugby, he was the police inspector for Cardiff Central, got a budget to revamp it. So he put, like, a lot of money into it, a lot of effort into it, and turned it into a bar that's, like, purely open for like, when, I don't know, Police Sport South Wales or anyone, any sport team can use it. And then they get Grey Trees in, is it? So the brewing up in Aberdare way. Aberdare Heavy Club, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Coach from Aberdare, captain's from Aberdare, his brother plays. Hooker, Fenlon, Aberdare, Connor Parker, Aberdare.
Yeah.
Just like,
they're all Aberdare.
A lot of snakes. But yeah, to be fair to him, he sorted that out for us. And like, and then the grub as well.
They get capers.
They get private capers in.
Yeah. It was like curry and chili, wasn't it? But it was really good stuff.
So they're on tap on the bar then?
Yeah.
It's like Carlin's.
No, it's the Grey Tree stuff. It's the, all the Aberdare homebrewed.
Oh, is it?
Homebrewed, like craft beers.
Support local business, eh? So Grey Trees from Aberdare. And then, I remember the one time they couldn't get caterers, so they sent one of the boys out to Chippy Lane and then bought 30 bags of chips.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
And a bucket of chicken curry off the boat.
Fucking love chicken curry.
It was good grub up in Glamorgan Wanderers, mind, on Thursday. It was chicken curry, but it was good. You didn't come back to
Wigan.
Stood on the center. Have you got initiation then? Or was that, I don't know, being coppers is probably. Even if you did, you're probably
This is the most politically correct podcast you're ever going to have, like, is.
Yeah.
Like, no initiations or anything like that. Like Bader would be the
my one in Bader was fucking the worst day.
Talk us through it, the worst day of my life.
I think Cordy can talk you through it because I think he spent the whole time with me.
So, one of the punishments was we go roll the dice, and there's what we were like an eaten onion, like an apple, which is horrendous, and there was a garlic cloves, eat a full garlic clove.
That's right.
Adam rolled that one. If you call me fucking Adam Schmee. Schmee picked a garlic clove, and then you walked over to the shop in Beaver to pick up mouthwash and chewing gums. Then you drink like a full bottle of Listerine and just chewing his way through about four packs of chewing gums and like got over the mints as well. I said, but your breath doesn't smell there, it's just coming out your pores.
But isn't it the worst thing ever? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
We come here about 3 days later.
No, it was on the spot. It was only the day.
Oh, yeah, alright.
Traumatic.
3 days.
It felt like fucking 3 days.
So five years later, it's the smell of garlic.
Out in town in the night, to me, I can't remember what it was like for a birthday or something. And you could smell it on your day. It was like, it's the worst thing ever because, like you said, you drank like a litre bottle of mouthwash and chewed a million chewing gums. It wasn't on your breath, it was just coming out your pores. That's the worst thing of it.
Sweating out the garlic.
We're coming in on the Sunday for a pint to watch football. And I said, and you sat, obviously sat there, and I said, I don't know, you were a bit last night, got it. But I said, I'm not even taking a piss. You can still smell that garlic coming out of your pores. It's the worst thing.
I get straight down Corb, another bottle of the screen.
I was exactly the same, but I could smell it. It was in like my room, my car. It was just a bin of garlic. It was fucking disgusting.
When did you do it then?
I done it for Llanarran.
Oh, I was going to say, you didn't do it beat then.
Nah, exactly the same thing. No, ours was Bolt the Dirty Pint. Somehow I won the Bolt off out of like six of us. Nick Keegan was one of them, so that's how. Then it was roll of dice. Oh no, I think it was just literally pick a number between one and six. I said fucking four, and it was garlic.
Yeah.
Awful.
I had lashings on your belt.
We all had that. I've not seen it once in years. We were at the car park, you had to spin around a broom, bolt a pint, and then they'd whip you fucking twice with a belt.
It was Bradley Coombs, so obviously he didn't take no prisoners.
I think that year, I think he just made it up just to whip you. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Right, we were five or six of us that day.
Yeah. And I had the Sambuca with extra hot chili sauce as well, and that's added.
Oh
yuck.
I can
feel the heartburn from you, like, fucking hell.
In a nutshell, no, sadly.
Very professional.
Especially the firearms.
Nobody wants to lose their job, like, so it's not like union and stuff. It's,
no.
Well, some of them, the university, they're just gimps.
No, they are.
But it's just like they just go over the top, don't they? It's just like, yeah, like, fair enough, like, what we had to do is a bit, you know, eat the cover guard, put you a bit of a lash and we're down to bolt, like you said, bottle of dirty pint. But some of the things they do is...
Cage fighting a fucking Bengal tiger, like...
Yeah.
Go on, Barnaby!
He's
ripped his fucking arm off!
We didn't fight any tigers, like, but...
What did you have to do?
What was yours, yeah?
So we had, like... So you got to turn up on... just in, like, a vest. Nothing kicked, obviously. And basically, it was, like, stations. So it was, like, 7 different stations. You brought, like, cans with you. And then there was a bit of tarpaulin in the middle. And you had to piss or spew. You do it on the tarpaulin. And then you go around the different stations. And it was, like, heads or tails. Heads was bolt the can. Tails was crack an egg in your ass.
Who comes up with that?
Yeah, I know. There's another thing, like, they'd kick a ball and whoever was last got slapped with a fucking massive trout across the head. It was loads of random shit on the stations, and it changed every year depending on who's running each station. Yeah. And then
they just got trout, like, you just can't go.
For a massive thing. And he was walking around with it, slapping fucking with it. Literally for nothing. And then you get into pairs, you know, a flag and a frosty jacks, and whoever was last to bolt there had to wrestle on the tarpaulin full of piss and spew.
Oh,
and then you'd all slide through it afterwards.
Ah, just for good measure.
Just for good measure, all clean for
See,
then your ass, yeah. See two heads or tails, yeah. You feel like you shit yourself. Yeah. I know. And the other thing is, so you all have to wear thongs underneath, like, you strip off, you play.
Sounds a bit bulldogs, sexual, like.
You did bulldogs in a thong, right? So you play that, then obviously you're all baller.
Oh,
but it's like 3 hours. Like, it's like 3 hours on the test.
I'm not having a fucking test match.
Body's aching on a test match. And then after Zed, the thongs are gone, you play rugby with a raw chicken. So bollock naked, two teams, raw chicken, playing a fucking full game, full flat out contact. One of the boys punted the chicken, it split off in two, and then you had two games going on at the same time. It was fucking outstanding.
What?
Yeah. And then you go home, get showered, and then you're at different boys' houses, and then out in after, if anyone makes it that far. Like.
Oh, there we are, we got a new initiation for
Whether they still do it anymore, I don't know, when the initiation's cracking down, but we had a few complaints from dog walkers walking past, like, 35 boys bollock naked, playing rugby.
As half a chicken hit there on the fucking
half
end.
Chicken, like, yeah, the dog was after the chicken, and I came running on. So
it was,
but it was a good laugh. Like, it's nothing terrible. Where boys are like, fucking hell, I wouldn't do that. But it's all stupid shit like that. So it's a good laugh.
To be fair, wouldn't be in a rush to do that. Like.
You didn't do your club, did you, Reese?
Nah.
You didn't want to be pissed on.
Yeah, but you had to get someone had to piss on your face. Like, I wasn't going to do that. That's fucking ridiculous.
Boring.
There's some team from over there. They show a fucking rocket lobby up your ass or something.
See, now, that's where I draw the line, is penetration. I draw the line, like...
Egg, yes, rocket lolly.
Rocket lolly.
That's going to be fucking cold.
He's going to skate on it, though. We'll see what colour you can get to, right?
Fuck, he's up the yellow.
Dirty fucking...
Dirty warm bastard.
He's to the brown bit at the end of the stick.
He's got a stick.
Fucking hell, I'll now bomb.
Well, that's
half time.
Like,
that is half time now.
Quickly.
Oh, we've got a couple of that.
It is one of the trophies of the year.
Welcome back to the second half of the loudest rugby sounders episode ever. Playlist's been good, mate.
It's been a decent playlist. I'll give them that, but fucking hell. Do they know we're trying to fucking record a podcast, yeah?
I think they give a fuck, to be honest. They're all in fancy dress as well.
On a Monday, like?
On a Monday.
What do people do, like, innit? to be able to do it on a Monday night.
Probably go somewhere tired.
Oh yeah, fair.
Got tomorrow off, like.
So you can go for it on
Monday club. Monday club, nice and quiet.
So you
got, I think we are the ones to watch.
To be fair, I think we skimmed over the biggest achievements in your in your career, in your police rugby career.
Achievements, me, but so go on.
Smeagol, this year you scored 2 hat tricks.
The last 2 games, yeah.
And not once he had man of the match.
That probably tells you everything you need to know. They're all walk-ins, right?
They actually weren't on Thursday, were they?
To be fair, he scored some good ends. Like, I put him in for a couple on the back of an 8-9.
I've been Newcastle, who did.
Yeah.
You put me in for a good one a bit, but yeah, if, what you did on Thursday, you should be fucking locked up for.
Well, I walked off.
You could be locked up for.
You could arrest him.
Right, I'll talk you through. Scrum under the sticks.
Yeah.
So we did 8-9, there was no 15, so I was on the touchline. Yeah, we dropped the 15. So it was, we went 8-9, and then I was right, literally hugging the touchline. So 8-9, Dai drifts out, beats whoever was coming off the scrum.
Very quick 6.
Yeah. And the winger, just completely bit the Dai.
Yeah.
Like, dragging, flew into him. Dai double pumped.
Double pumped.
No need for it.
No.
Just give it to me, I'll finish it.
Spoke with some confidence as well. Just give it to me.
Double pump, give it, forward pass.
Oh. 1-4.
Flat.
Referees. This is final.
It is.
8 people who don't pass first time on a 2v1 like this.
Yeah, talk me through it because I didn't watch on whatever that was.
I just had Elksy outside me and just didn't back him to catch it, to be honest. But so
absolutely fucking buried.
Did you actually?
Emptied. Yeah. Fucking earned.
15
well.
Bit in, but it was like, he was basically thinking, it's a 2v1, but he should give it, it's a try, but I'm still going to smoke him.
He said he didn't give it and smoked him.
Fucking earned.
Oh, did you see that?
The other boy stayed down as well, mate.
Yeah.
I'm a big lump.
Burgers and burritos.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Brodeen, like. Well, what about...
Just a couple of asterisks, Andrew.
Yeah, I scored 3 against Newcastle. Didn't play against Kent because grandfather passed away, so couldn't go up there. But yeah, I scored 3 against Scotland then as well. So,
nice.
Yeah,
how about you,
6
guys?
And 2.
We, South Wales won the
paint
a couple of years ago, mate, for COVID.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so it's a finals race. I think if you get knocked out first round, we lost to Gwent, I think, didn't we? And then
that was my first game for the Pixels.
You
were, yeah, that was right. I won the match there.
Yeah, we won the
paint. Remembers that one.
Yeah.
Gwent seemed like a big rival, then, didn't he?
It's because you play like,
it's a derby,
it's
I suppose.
Broken down,
yeah.
It is technically a derby, yeah, but this shit.
Yeah, they're in the other semi.
They're in the other
semi
against the Mets. We'll find out next week. Yeah. No, other than that, like it's only that cup, really.
Yeah.
But then you get involved in the Welsh team and stuff like that. That's always good. England are good.
Yeah, England, so I played England twice. No, England once and Ireland twice.
They got three,
and
that was my first game, though, was.
Nice. Yeah, they were the best. England and Ireland were the best teams I played at any level. They were fucking good, weren't they?
You played for Great Britain Police as well,
right?
How long do we go without mentioning that?
Because Adam hasn't.
I put Sneag's name in the hat a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he couldn't come. But I've been involved there.
And a decent tour that you do ours even on tour with?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, I've been to South Africa, Argentina, Dubai.
Anyone fancy a good trip? Join the police and play rugby.
It's
like
a
fucking
setup, like. It's not a bad setup. And now I've got to the age that if it's not a trip attached to a game, I'm not playing it.
You've got enough money in the bank to sort of they can still select you for the tour even if you don't turn up. Like,
it's nothing to do with cash, like, it's my knees just like, don't like me anymore. So, you've got to be select with your games. But yeah, no, I've played with them for a bit now. 25 caps
you have, no?
This year, 25 caps. Yeah,
12, 25. You literally get a cap for that, no?
Yeah, 12 you get a red one, and then 25 is silver, and then gold for 50.
50.
But they only do like 4 domestic games a year, and then like maybe 3 on tour.
So maximum 7.
You've got
to play
for 34 years to get your...
I worked out that if there's no pandemic or whatever and everything goes to plan, I'd be 39 and getting 50, like, so it's not going to happen.
Could happen, but
it's not going to happen. I'd be chuffed if I got 26.
Well, any boys to watch in the future? Like, do you have any youngsters playing? Obviously, it takes a while to get into the place, I suppose.
There's no real youngsters.
Smeek's definitely going to name himself.
Yeah, could have gone for
Adam,
that.
Adam Lewis is quite good. Like,
oh, do you?
29. Yeah. No. Rhys Jones, he's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a Jake lad.
The boy who had my match.
I've only played with him once. He was really good. Is he youngster?
I don't know. How old he is?
Again, I don't know what anyone is.
No, because obviously with us, they could be working down in Swansea on different shift patterns. You don't even know half the boys.
Yeah.
But this new boy has come in and he had my match on in Scotland.
Really?
And yeah, he was just burying people, wasn't he?
Yeah, really sharp.
Not much to him, but he was actually burying
people. Put it that way, Smeagol scored 3 and still didn't get
my
match.
So he must have been pretty good.
So this kid was pretty good.
He must have been good if I didn't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was good to be fair. And then, yeah, it's not real youngsters, is it? But yeah, the two youngsters is probably him. Well,
it's an ageing population.
Yeah, it's pretty old the boys playing. Like, what's Reg? 45? Was that always player? Yeah. Prop. You've got 5 minutes out of Reg, didn't we?
Of course.
What about the best boys you played with then? Anyone who could have gone a bit further, like?
Or even played professionally.
Yeah.
Nobody's played professionally, honestly. But there's a couple of good boys here. The Aberdeen, the Watts brothers are strong. The Watts brothers, Tony and John, are good.
Like, considering Tony don't play.
He don't play
rugby anymore, but he is fucking class. He's really good.
Think like Dan Davis.
Dan's good for Port. I've mentioned him in 2 weeks.
Oh, Lee's off.
Horse, yeah.
Nicky Moss, he's a workhorse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Scott Jones, 10. Scott's
playing in the final next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Scott
he's playing
play in the
Scott.
Final next week.
Yeah.
It's Ben Catherine.
Bring Kath in, yeah. And then
you got them lined up as a little.
Well, I could, because the boys from school, so I'll have to. I was thinking perhaps after the final we could get them in, because if they win or lose, we can ask them about the experience, can't we?
Yeah,
that's
what
we can. If they win, I'll be
getting
them.
Yeah, I know. Full noise.
From,
so,
should be. I think they're both doing quite well, from Aaron and Bring Kath, aren't they?
Yeah.
This season, so.
Yeah, it's one Aaron a bit favourite.
Are
they? Well, they beat Brinkhead. They beat Brinkhead in. In pre-season, like obviously can't really go on that, but
the league between them, in the, they play West Central B, maybe, like, I think.
Do they?
So yeah,
they're one below.
They actually league below them, so. But if it, I suppose they don't, if they don't beat them,
they beat Fairwater, didn't they? In the semi final, so. Anything can happen in the final.
It'd be interesting.
It will.
Yeah, because. They weren't favourites on the weekend,
were
they? Barry?
I think Barry would
definitely be favourites, but we first got
yeah.
So, congratulations to big fan of the pod, Josh Clark, who won the Championship Cup yesterday, as it's called.
Yeah, fair play. Obviously, Jason supporting. I see, didn't Jason go on tour with the Gilbert boys? The Benidorm as well.
He did,
It was a stallion,
was it? Oh, was it? Yeah. That man will go on tour with any grassroots club.
He's a great tourist, Jason.
Superb.
Yeah. Well, while we're on the subject of that, then, who'd be the top tourists you'd like to disclose?
Dan Davis.
Yeah, horse, good boy. Loves a beer.
Yeah.
It's some horse, we do like a police boxing thing, don't you? There's like there's a boxing, like white collar thing they do every year. I think Dan signed up last minute just for the crack of it, didn't he? So he's a good boy.
Yeah, he is a big thing, like.
very professional at what he does.
He's a great copper.
Very good copper.
And Rhys Jones as well. He's a big dude. Carries his head.
It's me just tucking everywhere. Yeah.
But again, a great
but yeah.
In a good way.
On the pitch, they're just wild, mate.
For the tape, I have no idea what's me using.
No comment.
No comment.
For the tape.
Your Honour.
We've been on tour then. Obviously, Dave, you've been to a few places.
It's just trips away. We played. Obviously, Newcastle away this year. I didn't go to Kent. We went to... Oh, you didn't come because you had the baby, didn't you? But we went up to Wrexham.
Yeah,
and up in Chester.
Fun, I know.
Yeah, it was.
Chester's a good place, mate.
Chester we went
up to.
Chester
after RGC.
Yeah,
Chester's
a cracking.
So, went up there. We had 2 nights up there.
You good stories?
No.
Not there. We went to Newcastle. No, no, we didn't. We went to Birmingham in the plague final.
Ah, right, you mentioned plague.
Just let you know, but yeah, I can see you smirking there, lad. You can change a few names if you want to. So you don't have to, you know, you can make a few names up. You don't have to throw anyone under the bus.
Officer X. So yeah, we went to Birmingham for the plague final. I think it was 2018, obviously before COVID. So we went on like out in Birmingham then after and walkabout.
I should not wait for the punchline. I just laughing about that.
So obviously, yeah, got my doubt. I was hammered, so I got a taxi home on my own. It must have been like 3:30 in the morning. And I think I was like, I can't remember if I was like stuck in traffic lights or we'd take a wrong turn in it, but we'd stop for some reason. And I was just like dribbling on the window, trying to keep my eye open. Like, so we stopped at these lights in Birmingham, and I just opened my eyes and see Officer X sat in this lane. I can't even remember if he was sleeping or.
Well, just so, on the off chance.
On the, like, literally, middle of Birmingham. I've been in this taxi, like, 5 minutes. So I just open my eyes, just, like, peer through the window, see this boy there. So, put the window down, and I was like, Officer X! And he said he'd never been so happy to see me. But then I think he got in a little bit of trouble back home, because he'd already text saying he was home at like 1 in the morning.
Oh.
But then also text the same text at 4 in the morning.
He did the text like,
yeah, that's a fatal error.
I think Officer X had a few questions to answer when he got back home after.
Yeah, that's a schoolboy, aren't it?
I won't mention who he is.
Were you on our trip day, or?
Yeah, I was in bed.
You're already home by that
point. He got home by 1.
Oh, cracking. Well, I suppose that takes us on to the quiz, ends it, bud?
It does. It does indeed.
Are you full quiz master, or you guys?
No. Cody, you can ask a few questions, but yeah, I rattled these off earlier, so they've got 1 point in the bag already.
Yeah, they've got 1 point in the bag.
So we'll ask the question anyway.
Yeah. So what is your home ground?
Was.
Yeah, it's Waterton Cross.
Now, correct. The snake pit, Aberdeen.
The snake pit.
Yeah.
How apt for the police?
Yeah, Waltham Cross in Bergen.
Correct.
What year was the club founded?
1969.
Giggity. Oh.
Shit, he's been on Wikipedia.
He's had a look. Put in the little under sleep earlier.
Criminal. Well, that's 2 points.
What year did the team pull out of the Welsh league system due to lack of players?
1971.
Is that your final answer?
Is that correct?
No.
Ah.
2012.
1971. They joined the civilian leagues.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's an expression.
I read that somewhere.
Unfortunately, that one wasn't selected.
So no, I don't.
Wasted a bit of knowledge.
2012. They what?
Pulled out of the Welsh League system because they couldn't fulfil fixtures anymore.
And that's why Waltham Cross is now a training site.
Yeah, we've trained.
I was probably
Saturday. Yeah, like in 3B or whatever.
It was a year after, before I joined.
Probably all nice cuts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Here we are. History.
Yeah.
Learn a lot on this pod.
Which four police borough teams joined together to form the team in 1969?
4 points on offer, yeah.
Speak, you can answer this one.
Probably Bonte. Is it like... would it be like Glamorgan or...
Glamorgan, correct, yeah. For 2 points.
Go on, answer this one.
Swansea.
3.
Merthyr.
Is that all of them?
So you said Merthyr, Swansea, Glamorgan.
That's 3.
Cardiff. Yeah.
4 points.
4 points.
Correct. That's the one wrong.
Good revision, but.
And last question: who was their first match against?
Pontypridd IFC.
Yeah.
Was Pontypridd?
Yeah,
correct.
Pontypridd.
Well done. So that's 7 out of 8, is it?
7 out of 8. Very well done.
Decent.
We come in.
Right up there.
I think you're right. Someone's got full marks, haven't they? So I think you're in the top three, perhaps.
Yeah.
There's a few on seven, isn't there?
I was glad the Wikipedia page was literally about five lines.
I am pushing the joint third with Ponacline FC.
Oh, nice.
So congratulations.
So there's a couple of questions for the boys on our Instagram.
My phone's just died, so I can't ask the fuckers.
So, there's a couple of questions just for the boys, and there's a couple of questions...
A couple of general ones. General. Open the door to the cough, like. Yeah.
We're only in another 10 minutes. There's seats now.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to see the club so fucking busy on Monday night.
What's going on here, like? It's like being in a dream. It's like being in a dream, you know. People in fucking fancy dress, like.
And not coming again.
Like pensioner women walking in.
It's like this fucking seat next door. Someone sit next door. Like.
Yeah, very aptly
it's
put.
Pretty obvious
there,
like, with the mic set, isn't it?
No, we're just doing it for a laugh.
Like, yeah. Is it a live set? No, we're recording. Same fucking thing, isn't it? Anyway,
so a couple of questions for the guests, and a few questions
probably about meal deals.
Josh Clark, a meal deal question.
One, Ollie James responded to the question, just saying fatty.
I
assume that's ABU.
I would assume so. Yeah.
He knows David.
No.
Be a bit harsh if it was.
Yeah.
Who's
he
speaking to?
Yeah. Oh, Ollie's a fat mess himself. Oh.
A couple of questions with Di. One from Jack Orell. Huh? Where did the nickname Di Length come from?
You didn't tell us about that one.
I thought it was a family show. No comment. Your Honour.
I think that's pretty self-explanatory, Alan.
And we've got one from John Poole 90.
Good uni boy, John.
I'm assuming he's not
a football player, though. So
didn't get it with a trout, like.
No.
He's not a police officer.
He's a football player. No, he's not a cop.
He said, shout out to Di. Mark Gunn is looking forward to going on a stand do with him in a few weeks.
he's best man. He's doing a terrible job at it, and he honestly hates us already.
Oh,
yeah, so I'll give Mark a shout out. He needs to try harder. We're going into weeks.
Where are you going?
Newcastle.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Yeah, no, it's a good night out. But one of the other lads that was on the stag is going on his own stag there the week before. An intern told him. So you said, like, oh, we're going to Newcastle. He goes, oh, sorry, yeah. Like, all right, there's Newcastle. Oh, you're going here the week before, don't you know? And, oh, tragic. He's out.
Oh, no.
2 weekends in a row in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Like,
Michael Dubley. May as well stay
up
there.
That's an inside joke, right? Yeah, he's not doing a very good job.
Someone's
asked, and we've got George Lovell has asked, is that really H from Line of Duty? So we'll see what's directed you at. Are you H?
Officer,
are you Officer H? No comment.
Officer F.
And then
plenty of questions this week.
One more question, which is for me from Elliot Davey. Ask Courtney what he thinks of Laura Woods.
Big fan, anyway.
Sensational.
Did you see the video on Twitter that I was doing the rounds?
Yeah.
Where she yawned.
Yeah.
But it looked like she had a whiff, like on the table.
So
she's
getting
a bit of extracurriculars live on TalkSport, and she was like,
I fucking
give your head a wobble, like it's live.
But basically,
this
comes back to Liverpool, and Jeff. Everyone knows Jeff Gibson, so
he doesn't find Laura Woods.
He reckons Laura Woods isn't up to match, ends
he? But he says that she looks like
Roy Keane.
He's just not feeling Laura Woods. He's just mental that he would even go for that.
Well, he's no oil painting, is he?
Jeffrey Goujon is not.
Yeah,
that
settles that.
To be fair, we had a question.
I started sweating.
Yeah. Funny you should say that. Yeah. No, we had a question off Lusty a couple of weeks ago, aimed at me. He said something like, why does Reese wear his missus' leggings to work so he can't bend down and demonstrate an exercise? So basically, my trackies were too tight to demonstrate the fucking split squat. So Neil's because I've got a big ass, right? So fuck you.
Well, that actually reminds me of last week in the year. Do you know what Leslie's brother's nickname is? It's probably one of the best nicknames I've ever heard. May I have to bring in a new segment, nickname of the week.
Go on.
His nickname is Pindick.
Why?
I think it's pretty similar to Danny Lenn.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now everyone knows.
Yeah, well, he's people caught when he was in the club.
Oh, Pindick, bye! Oh,
and, he answers, like,
yeah, well, you come in the club, you come in the club, they're saying, like, oh, right, Pin.
Oh, savage nickname.
Yeah, that's
straight to the point.
Yeah. Literally, like.
Literally. No pun intended. No pun intended.
Hey. I think that's a great way to end.
That's a cracky way to end it.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's going to do his little segment, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, right? Yeah, I forgot about that. And my phone's died, so. Check the show notes, as ever, for the Patreon link. Yeah, don't forget to check us on your story, check us a rating, and subscribe if you haven't already, especially on Spotify. Any shout outs before you rock off, boys?
No,
that's
incredible.
No, Lewis James asked for a shout out. He's the most paid player to play the rugby club. Shout out, Lewis.
What's
James.
He on?
You won't tell the boys, but he's lying today in his car.
What's his daily cash like?
Yeah.
Come on, and 40 quid, probably. Job done. Take that.
What do I say?
Alright, well, good luck yourselves. Thank you, boys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, boys. Thank you.